You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has apologized for attending a bring-your-own-booze gathering at his official residence during Britain's first coronavirus lockdown.
Mr. Speaker, I want to apologize. I know that millions of people across this country have made extraordinary sacrifices over the last 18 months. I know the anguish that they have been through, unable to mourn their relatives, unable to live their lives as they want or to do the things they love. And I know the rage they feel with me and with the government I lead.
Mr. Johnson admitted for the first time that he had attended the party at 10 Downing Street in May 2020 when COVID-19 rules limited social gatherings to a bare minimum, saying he understood public anger. He said he had thought the gathering was a work event.
Number 10 is a big department with the garden as an extension of the office, which has been in constant use because of the role of fresh air in stopping the virus. And when I went into that garden just after 6 on the 20th of May 2020 to thank groups of staff before going back into my office 25 minutes later to continue working, I believed implicitly that this was a work event.
Opposition lawmakers found this laughable and are calling for the Prime Minister to resign. And some in his own Conservative Party have said he should quit if he is found to have broken the strict laws his own government put into place to prevent the spread of the virus. Until last night, Mr. Johnson had refused to confirm that he attended the gathering in Downing Street on the 20th of May 2020. Deputy Labour leader Angela Rayner says his attendance at the party would make Mr. Johnson's position untenable.
The British public are quite rightly very angry and upset. Many people who lost loved ones over that period and were not able to see them are devastated by this news that Number 10 was partying while their loved ones died alone. This is completely unacceptable, and I think the Prime Minister has to look at his actions, and he should have come to Parliament before now. He had the opportunity yesterday, he didn't do it, and tell us the simple question, was you at this party or not? It's a very simple yes or no.
Scottish Conservatives leader Douglas Ross has told British broadcaster Sky News that the Prime Minister should resign for breaching the rules and guidance his own government imposed on the nation.
If the Prime Minister was there and he accepted today that he was, then I felt he could not continue. What we also heard from the Prime Minister today was an apology, and he said with hindsight he would have done things differently, which for me is an acceptance from the Prime Minister that it was wrong, and therefore I don't want to be in this position, but I am in the position now where I don't think he can continue as leader of the Conservatives.
Labour Party leader Keir Starmer said the public who handed Mr. Johnson a landslide election victory in December of 2019 after he promised to secure Britain's exit from the EU thought him a liar.
Well, there we have it. After months of deceit and deception, yeah. The pathetic spectacle of a man who's run out of road. Yeah. His defence that he didn't realise he was at a party. It is so ridiculous that it's actually offensive to the British public. He's finally been forced to admit what everyone knew, that when the whole country was locked down, he was hosting boozy parties in Downing Street. Yes. Is he now going to do the decent thing and resign? Yes.
Anger has grown since ITV News reported Mr. Johnson and his partner Kerry mingled with about 40 staff in the Downing Street garden after his principal private secretary Martin Reynolds sent an invitation asking attendees to bring your own booze. Mr. Johnson's press secretary said the Prime Minister had not seen that email. Numerous people, including some politicians, have described how the rules kept them from the bedsides of dying loved ones last May, in contrast to the events in Downing Street. On Tuesday, Jim Shannon, MP for Strangford and member of the Democratic Unionist Party, broke down in tears when recalling that his mother-in-law had been forced to die alone due to coronavirus restrictions preventing people from gathering.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Northern Ireland, we reached a milestone of 3,000 deaths due to COVID just last week. 3,000 people who followed the rules and grieved today. So will the paymaster, including my mother-in-law who died alone, will the paymaster general confirm that there will be a full and complete disclosure to enable the police service to ascertain that all was done decently and within the regulations at the date and at that time? I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker.
The Prime Minister says he was deeply moved upon hearing Mr. Shannon.
Mr. Speaker, I heard the testimony of the honourable member opposite, and I echo his sentiments. It was deeply moving. Nobody who heard that could fail to have been moved. And I know that people up and down the country have made huge sacrifices throughout this pandemic, Mr. Speaker, and I understand the anger, the rage that they feel at the thought that that people in Downing Street were not following those rules. I regret the way the event I have described was handled.
People in London were divided on Wednesday over whether or not Mr. Johnson should resign. Construction worker John Bohan says the Prime Minister is human after all, and humans make mistakes.
He can't do right for doing wrong or do wrong for doing right. There are occasions when he's going to slip up, but he's only human, and if everyone looks at themselves somewhere along the line, maybe there'd be a very small percentage of people who've stuck to the rules. But I'd say the majority of us have broken the rules somewhere not to suit ourselves. He's only human at the end of the day. I'm not going to slate the geezer because he's broken the rules as well, but that's just my opinion.
London sales manager Lexi Amour says she found the behaviour to be an affront and said Mr. Johnson should absolutely have apologised.
100%, because so many of us haven't got to see our loved ones over certain periods since COVID, and they just break the rules and do what they want. And they've been doing gatherings, they've been probably seeing their families, and a lot of us haven't. And we don't know where the years have gone since COVID, and they just do what they want. So yeah, ridiculous.
At the time the Downing Street party took place, Britain on that day had reached 36,000 COVID-19 deaths. Now, almost 2 years later, Britain this week exceeded 175,000 deaths since the pandemic began. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.